meeting's been called to defend Jair Hicks, 30 years a Rolls-Royce worker, 15 years a trade union convener, and also a member of Amicus's national executive. So high stakes, and the bosses knew that when they sacked Jair 5 weeks ago. And all his mates around him, the 90-plus workers in the test section, walked out, stayed out for 10 days. Unofficial action, no pay, and there every day, outside Rolls-Royce, doing the business. We've seen an explosion of anger at Rolls-Royce at the end of July, when Jair was given the sack. We've seen an explosion of anger at Heathrow, when workers from Gate Gourmet were just sacked. And we've seen the story in the Daily Mirror. We know there was a plan behind it. That's what links these two campaigns. The plan to bust the union, to break the workers, and to reduce their pay and conditions. And what else links these two campaigns, Heathrow and Rolls-Royce, is that fantastic show of solidarity that when one worker or a group of workers are under attack, other workers have come out in support. Solidarity action. That is fantastic. People have been prepared to take the risk, risk their jobs, risk their pay, and come out in support of other workers.
The sole reason to take action is to make it effective on the employer. That's what caught British Airways and Gate Gourmet at, because the lads and lasses walked off the job. That is the best way to defend people. And when people say to me, well, it's unofficial, well, so what? I couldn't care less whether it's official or unofficial. And what we're seeing now, basically, taking place at Gate Gourmet, and what we're seeing now in the question of Rolls-Royce, is that for 18 years of miserable Tories, they held workers down through anti-trade union legislation. And for another 8.5 years under Labour, there's been further acts placed by them, but still refuse to repeal those anti-trade union laws. But when you was in opposition, you voted against it. Now you've got a majority, and you should be repealing every single one of those laws.
And of course, here's where privatisation comes in, and we are now up against a wildcat employer. Let's use language properly. Talking about a wildcat striker. When you talk about employers, you know, just compare the position of trade unions with employers. Any employer can close his plant tomorrow without a ballot of any kind and open it in Malaysia, where the wages are a third of their what in Britain, sack everybody. No ballot for that. But if the guys in the factory feel they've been badly treated and go on strike without conforming to the rigid laws about balloting, then their union is punished. It is a totally unequal situation which nobody in their senses should accept, because it may be not affecting you this time, but it's affecting you next time. International is going on all the time. I mean, the International Monetary Fund goes to Africa and says we'll relieve your debt if you'll sell off your schools and hospitals to multinational corporations. And this, I mean, even in Iraq, as you probably know, first thing they did when they went into Iraq was to privatise all the Iraqi companies. So any American company, under the protection of American troops, can go in and buy any company in Iraq and export the profits without any accountability of any sort. But understand that this has repercussions far beyond the case of one senior shop steward, Sam. This is something that affects all of us.
They've gone after on the table £50,000. £50,000 offered to me, and it was to say, don't darken our doors again. Shut up and go away. Well, it's never come down from the 75 million. But they would have got the same reaction anyway. The union is not for sale, and Jeremy is yes, organised trade unions do stand in their way. They stand in their way of greed, because they're making $250 million in half a year. They'll make over $500 million this year. And within 5 years, just the same as the banks and other institutions, they'll make riches galore on our backs, with our conditions and our efforts. They'll make riches galore. What I'm going to finish on, and believe it. With every fibre that I have, I believe it. With my heart and soul, I believe it. Defeat is not an option. The mere prospect of it is catastrophic. The union's not for sale. Jerry Hicks can't be bought. Defend the union, demand reinstatement, join the campaign, and we're going to win. We're going to win. We're going to win.
Reaction to this evening is it's fantastic, marvellous, which is my reaction to the last few days. Travelling around the country, I've now spoken to, along with Tony Benn, over 1,000 people in 48 hours, and all of which support. How can I feel anything but fantastic? You know, and it was asked of me, you know, you must feel terrible, you've just got the sack. It's a wild feeling. It's rather like a surfer on a wave of adrenaline, because I feel 1,000 feet tall, and for somebody at 5'2", that's a marvellous feeling. But I feel 1,000 feet tall. Why? Because there's a thunderous sound, there's a roar of lions in support of a principle, and they're saying Rolls-Royce is wrong and we are all right. It's a fantastic feeling. Fantastic. Thank you.